What's up, guys, and welcome to my very first podcast. I am so excited to be doing a podcast. This has been something that I've been wanting to do for probably about almost a year, so I am super excited to get into it. So if you guys want to tune in, then keep tuning in. So my name is Justine, for those of you who don't know, and I have been wanting to do this podcast for a long time. It's probably been like almost a year. Those of you that may not know, I actually had a YouTube channel. I started it when I was doing, it was called Celebrate Recovery, and then kind of like haven't been too interactive with it just because I'm a mom now. And I don't know about you guys, but being a mom, it takes everything in you to like really get yourself together. And then being on YouTube looking haggard in your pajamas at a certain time of the day is just not going to work. So I haven't really been on YouTube, but I've been trying to keep with the blog and do that here and there. And so when I really started thinking about doing this maybe about a year ago, before even Mathel was born, and when I was pregnant, it just seems something that would be super cool. I've always loved listening to podcasts, and I had listened to so many different ones that I thought it would be super good to enter into this realm. And so it's finally happening, and I'm really excited about it. So the name of this podcast is called A Brighter Day. And how I kind of like got the name for that was, I love Kirk Franklin. And I don't know if you guys know who Kirk Franklin is, but if you don't, you need to stop right now and you need to go to your iTunes or Spotify or whatnot, and you need to find Kirk Franklin and listen to any of his songs because they are so great. But my favorite ones are Stomp and A Brighter Day, and oh, I could just list a bunch, but I would say A Brighter Day is one of my favorite ones because we're all like looking to have a brighter day. Even if the day is already good, it could be brighter. So I just thought, wow, A Brighter Day. There we go. So that's kind of how the name of the podcast started. And so I am super excited to be sharing with you all things that are bright in my day and then things that are probably bright in yours. And basically how the history of this happened, like I said, it was YouTube. So I was on YouTube and, you know, it started with Celebrate Recovery, and I was doing Celebrate Recovery for about 9 months, but this was like several years ago. And I just decided one day that I wanted to share my journey about God. And I was so taken aback by how many people actually really, really were perceptive and just super curious about who he was and what he was doing in my life and, you know, what hurts, habits, and hangups, as they call them in the recovery program, you know, were just things I was battling with. And people were like super into it. I would get comments on the videos about how they were changing their lives or like how it really spoke to them. Especially, I think one of them was like, the person was from Salinas, which was super crazy to me because I had no idea who they were, but I just thought it was super cool that like somebody randomly found my YouTube video from Salinas about that specific. It was just crazy. And I wasn't even like sharing with it really, I don't think, at that time, like on my other platforms like Facebook or Instagram, because I just kind of wanted it to be private. I kind of didn't want like my family and friends to know at first because I was a little bit embarrassed. I had never really like shared my faith in like such a big magnitude. But then, yeah, I just decided one day I was going to share it. And then that really blessed my life. And so then I just kept on going with it, and I kept talking about my experiences. And I just realized that I just love talking to people about my faith. Like I don't want to be like one of those people that like breathes it down your back. I'm definitely not somebody who wants to, you know, tell you everything you did wrong and then, you know, whatever, because this is what's right. It was just more about like my story and how God's changed my life. And I love sharing it because I feel like he just radically, and I'm talking radically, changed my life from the place I was before to the place that I am now. And so I'm super passionate about it. That's probably one of the main things in my life that I'm passionate about, is just sharing my faith. And I was thinking of doing it on YouTube, but like I said, it's hard to get dressed. Like when you're a mom, especially now that I'm a mom, it's like I'm covered in baby throw up. Like when I first had Mathel, I was just like constantly getting thrown up on, and I was pumping, and there were just all these kind of things. And it's like, there's no way I'm going to go on YouTube looking like that. Maybe I should have, but I didn't. And, so I was just like, how could I, you know, share also like what's happening in my life with people but have it be super authentic and real and not feel like I also have the pressure that I have to look like I just walked off the runway, you know, not that that was ever probably going to happen anyways, but you know what I mean? And so then I started listening to podcasts because I really couldn't focus on really watching YouTubes anymore. And I really couldn't focus on like writing, because even though I love to write and that's another thing that I really love to do, it just took forever to like sit down there, and then I would get interrupted and I'd have to come back to it. And so when I thought about podcasting, I'm like, oh my gosh, I can totally do that. I can do it, you know, talking, my attention span can handle it. And being a mom and mom life can like super transition into it. And so I kept thinking like what I kind of wanted to talk about. And then randomly, I would say like several months ago, I thought, and even to now, like, hey, like I can use this to share my faith, you know, and like share my mom struggles, because we all have them. And so that's basically kind of what this podcast is going to be about. It's going to be about being open, real, honest, and direct. It's not going to be full of highlight reels like Instagram is. It's not going to be all that sugar coating. I'm going to keep it 100% real with you. What's going on in my life? What God is doing in my life? What maybe he can do in yours? And just about, you know, what it's like being a mom, a wife, and juggling everything and trying to keep the balls in the air. Because I feel like that is such something that people don't talk about. People really show and talk about all these great happenings, but like, what's the day-to-day struggles that we're going through? I feel like people don't really mention them. And I've had a few people also reach out to me on Instagram that talk a lot about how they're having a hard time, and they have a hard time seeing, you know, these picture perfect lives that are put on Instagram and comparing themselves to those reels or those highlight reels. And I just don't want for that to be the case, because I feel like, you know, God has given us all something that we are uniquely talented and something that we all really possess that is unique to who he's created us to be. And to compare ourselves to somebody else is just a travesty, to be honest with you, because he's created that person to be who they are, just the way he's created you to be you. And you would never question something so beautiful being made by somebody if it was anything else. But because it's ourselves, we so examine ourselves and pulled a microscope to ourselves in one of the most brutal ways. And so I just really wanted to come on here and, like, you know, basically debunk all the lies the enemy tries to give us and really just shed some truth and some light and some love on actually what God wants you to know. And like what he has in store for our lives and like who he actually says we should be. So yeah, I'm not going to, you know, sugarcoat things at all. I plan on just being 100% real and telling you guys about what's going on in my life and like how I'm coping, how I'm dealing. And that's like my main focus for this entire podcast and everything it has to do. And more than anything, I just want this podcast to be something that really brings God the glory. You know, I'm not interested in it being something that, you know, elevates me. I always want it to be something that really elevates God, that really like brings glory to his name and like really just is something that people feel his presence through. Because that's what I feel like in this day and age we are lacking, is just like feeling his presence and having him in our day-to-day lives. And even just now, on a side topic, I put Mathel down for his nap. And by the way, I'm having such a hard time, but we'll talk about it in the podcast about naps with him. And I was putting him down and I'm just like, God, I need you in this. Even this simple task of laying him down for his nap and trying to get him to rest in who he is, and also allow me the time to rest and like get things done in the house, or like read a book, or maybe just like a few chapters, or even do this podcast. Like, we both need that rest. And I feel like sometimes we don't call on God for things because we think that they're too mundane or they're too robotic. Like, oh, I don't need God to wash the dishes. But I'm like, man, sometimes I don't want to wash the dishes. And I have to pray and say, God, help me be somebody who takes pride in cleaning her house. Help me, you know, get through this task, because my mind is wandering and like I want to do everything and I can't, you know. So just calling on God in like every part of our lives. And I just feel like that's what I really wanted for this podcast, was just something that we all could experience his presence together. So God willingly, it will be a lot about that. But then it's also going to be about you know, having other people on here that maybe God has transformed and touched their lives. Like, that's what my main goal for this whole podcast, and like how to have a brighter day, how to press on and like be positive and like really press into what God has for us in our lives. And let that be the focus, not anything else, because I really truly believe that when we put God first in everything that we do, everything else falls into place. And as another example, I will tell you, it has been one of the biggest challenges, but also the greatest joys in being a mom. And I feel like when I'm trying to do everything myself, when I'm trying to get the bottles ready, get the bag packed, take a shower, get myself ready, you know, and just do all those daily things. On top of that, doing my thing with trying to go to school and like trying to get good grades and trying to make sure that X, Y, and Z happens with that. And then also trying to work and trying to be a good employee. And I try to do that by myself. I feel like I'm juggling all these balls and they're just falling everywhere. It's like I can't keep them all in the air. And for the longest time in the beginning of motherhood, it was really, really a hard task because I was trying to keep them all in the air. And no matter what I did, no matter how I did it, they would fall. Until one day I realized that I wasn't really inviting God into that. I wasn't saying, God, help me with my homework. Not like I need God to sit here and do statistics with me, because we all know that he's probably not going to come out and just start doing my equations. But more like I need him for the strength. I need him for the, you know, feeling of getting it done and sticking to it, you know, and not letting, you know, those harsh voices in my head tell me I'm not good at math or tell me I'm this or that, you know, and then cleaning my house or like, you know, doing those things like checking the mail. And, you know, I feel like those day-to-day tasks, we just, like I said, we get lost in it. And so it's really about like just cultivating an environment where we can invite God in and really invite him in. So that is definitely what I'm looking forward to doing in this podcast, is just addressing those things and really helping us all get a little bit brighter in our day, helping us all have a little bit more Jesus and really thrive in that. So a little bit about me. Like I said, my name is Justine and I am married to my wonderful husband, Hugo. We are going to be married for almost 2 years in July. It has been probably, I don't want to say an easy 2 years, because that's not fair, because there has been challenges, but it's so easy to be in a relationship with him. He's just the most loving, kindest person that I've ever met in my life. He helps me be a better woman, wife, person. He just matches my level of crazy in the best way possible. And so we are coming up on 2 years of marriage. Don't get me wrong, we've had a lot of hard times too, but I just feel like we keep growing. And as the years get on, and you know, even though it's only been 2 years, we had been together for like many years, but as the years get on, I just feel like we get stronger and we get more intimate in who we are and like how we know each other. And it's really, truly beautiful. And so I'm married to Hugo, and then we have a 6-month-old son named Mateo, and he is just the light of our lives. We don't even know what life was like before him. He makes every day brighter. He makes every day better. And he really helps me to slow down, because before I got pregnant, I was very much a person who was going at the speed of light. I didn't know how to relax. I didn't know how to rest. I didn't want to do any of that either. I was trying to get God in my life, but I felt like I just was always so busy, and I would, you know, have these moments where I felt like I was really pressed in. And then there was moments where I was really, you know, absent from where I feel like our relationship didn't have any, it just wasn't where it needed to be, you know. And yeah, being Mathel's mother has changed my life in the best ways possible. Like, I remember thinking being a mom was going to be so like great, but then I also thought it was going to be so scary, because I had this fear that it was going to take away all my ambition and that it was going to make me somebody who was totally different from what I was, and I didn't want to be somebody different. And now looking at, you know, going into 6 months of being his mom, everything has changed. My ambition, my career, everything has completely changed. And if you would have asked me that when I was pregnant and even before I got pregnant, I would have been like so scared. I probably would have had an anxiety attack just thinking about it. But now I'm in such a place where I'm like so fluid with emotion that it's like, that's not for me and that's okay. And I'm moving on, you know, and I'm going into where God wants me. And it truly is just life-changing. And it's so crazy to me because, like I said, I just can't believe that I was so fixated before. I was like tunnel vision, but not in a good way. And now I feel like I have tunnel vision, but it's like in the good way where I'm like rolling with the flows and I'm just like allowing things to happen and being okay with everything. And so being a mom, it just has truly transformed and changed my life. And then we are living here in the Bay Area. We've lived here for, I don't know, like 4 or 5 years now. It's seemed like it's been forever. And we are just like learning how to do life as a family, like learning how to balance our work schedules and our school schedules and our baby time and our park time and our family time and how to do everything. And so that's also what I want to share with you guys, like how we're adjusting, because I know that some of you guys probably want to have kids in the future, or maybe you're trying to have a baby, or maybe you already have kids. But I think it's always good to have like that mom community. And so this hopefully will be like that other step, that other place for you to get that. And probably just talking, you know, this podcast is like definitely going to talk about that first, this first season of parenthood, you know, and what it's like being a mom. And then I also wanted to talk about, like I said, faith. And sure, we can probably have conversations about other things as well, like fashion and blah, blah, blah. But if you guys know me in person, I definitely am one of those people that's like so about deep conversations. I'm like not the kind of person that's like, hey, how are you? But like, I only really want to know like how you are right at this moment, not like your whole life. Like I'm like, I don't know. It's so weird. Like, I feel like, I don't know if you guys are like this, but like, I'm one of those people that like, I'll talk to you and before I know it, we'll be going into like your trauma when you're 7 years old. It's just crazy. And I don't know, maybe that's part of my purpose, talent or whatever. I have no idea, but I'm so interested in people on a deeper level. Like I just can't have like superficial conversations. I really enjoy getting to know people in a deeper way, you know? So that's kind of, I feel like where this podcast is going to go. It's not going to be superficial. We'll have like maybe some conversations about the fluff of life, but I feel like I really want to delve into something deeper because I feel like you can get all your fluff from Instagram and Facebook and you can get all of that, you know, Fashion Nova outfits and, you know, advice on like your boyfriend. Well, no, I kind of want to do boyfriend advice. I feel like I have good boyfriend advice, but I mean like, you know, the fashion advice, like, sure, I like fashion, but I'm more here because I really want you guys to know who I am on a different level. And I want to know who you guys are too. So I really hope that you guys can help me with furthering topics or having Q&As and like stuff like that. Things I really wanted to do on my YouTube channel, which I felt like I could never get to that space because the filming of it was just so exhausting. So I'm really hoping that for this podcast, I'm hoping that there's going to be a lot of laughs, that we're going to be a lot of tears also, because tears are healthy and tears are good. And people who say that they're not are problematic AF. So cry, laugh, all of that. And more than anything, like, you know, just be authentic and be real. You know, I feel like that's what we need at this time in our lives is some real ass people. And just talking about what we go through, guys. I mean, dang. I mean, when I listen to podcasts, that's what I'm trying to hear. I can deal with all the other things, but I just really want to hear about like some real things that like really, really make sense and like can really speak to me on a different level. So I'm super excited about this podcast. I'm super excited to just go on a deep level with you guys. I'm excited to share my life with you guys. I'm excited to just trudge this like new path and this new like place and for it to really have a purpose. And also that's another huge topic that I'm probably going to talk about on here is like passion and purpose. And the reason why is because I feel like a lot of people also are in my DMs about that too. Like, oh, you know, like, how do you know if you're supposed to be X, Y, and Z? How do you feel that God called you to this and that? I think that was like a big question I got when I had shared that I was changing my path from medicine to law. A lot of people were like, wait, what? Like, what do you mean? People were super curious. They didn't understand, which I completely like expected. I expected people to not understand, but I didn't expect to get a lot of DMs about it, and I did. And I just want to share with you guys like what came up for me and why, you know, how I switched, or what I like to call like pivoting, you know, because I feel like life is like a series of pivots. You don't necessarily have to change things, but you kind of just like pivot and you change, and things can move, and that's fine. You know, you don't have to be like glued to something just because you've been doing something for X, Y, Z years doesn't mean you have to do that for the next X, Y, Z years. You know, you can definitely pivot and then change the whole trajectory of where you're going. That's fine. And sometimes God radically does that, just like he did to me. He really changed me. But I also feel like there really wasn't a change from God. It was something that I needed to change because I was stubborn. So I want to get into that. I want to get into purpose and passion and why, you know, we feel like we should be doing this or that. Like, you know, I feel like there's people that are going to school right now that are not sure what their majors are in and why. I feel like there's people that are working right now that don't find the purpose in what they're doing. I feel like there's people that, you know, really, really, really are hungering for more. Like they're hungry for more in their life and they don't know what it is. And I just want to speak to that person. I feel like the person who listens to this podcast is somebody who's interested in having like deep conversations on a different level that maybe they can't feel comfortable with having with their friends or their family. The person who listens to this podcast, I feel like, is somebody who really wants to get to know God on a deeper level too, that really is wanting to see how he can move in their life. And the person that is listening to this podcast, I think, also is going to have that hunger to be more, to do more, and to have more of what God wants for them. And I think it's fine if it's like, you know, in your career or whatever, but I think more it's like a spiritual level and like how we can grow with him in a relationship. That is, I feel like, the person I'm speaking to. And, you know, I'm just really glad that I'm able to be doing this podcast because it's something that I truly feel God is calling me to do. And if you guys know me and you guys have been following me on Instagram for a while and watch my stories, you guys know that like I do things because I feel called to them, not because I feel like pressured or people led to them. I've always been a person my entire life who does what she wants to do because of her own convictions, not because of what I see, what I hear, or anything. I march to the beat literally of my own drum. I'm probably the only one that hears it because I want to be authentic. If I'm not authentic and I don't do things that feel real and genuine, then I feel like it really doesn't sit well with me and I can't do it. So that's how this whole thing started. And I'm just really excited to just dive in with you guys and get to know. So like I said, if you guys have any other things you guys want to talk about that are on those levels or topics, I'm totally down and I just can't wait to talk about those things. And things that like make your day brighter. So I always want to end this podcast with things that make our life brighter. And so today, what really is making my life bright is the fact that I just got up. Okay, so I really don't want to share too much in regards to what's kind of going on educationally in my life right now, but I will say that God is moving in that area of my life, and I'm super excited because I feel like I've been stagnant in that area for a long time, and definitely because of my own doings. So I feel like right now what's super bright is that like God is helping me see the little bright things that I always took for granted. And he's also showing me that he's moving within my life even when I don't see it. So for you, I don't know what that means. What's making your life bright today? Is it those little things, you know, that maybe you're overlooking because you're focused on other stuff? Maybe it's big things. Maybe God's moving in your career, or your education, or your personal life, or your relationships, or any of those things. I don't know what that means for you, but I really want to challenge us to find those brighter things in our life and to really focus on those and not so much on the ucky, yucky, gooey, you know, negative things, because no matter what we do, those are always going to be there. But I want to challenge each other. I really want for us to be challenged to find those good, bright things. And then afterwards, you know, I really want to encourage you to hop on Kirk Franklin and no, just kidding. No, but you totally should. I'm like a shameless plug for Kirk Franklin. I think he should hire me as a publicity. Oh my gosh. And I'm supposed to be like good in English. Like a publicist. There we go. Oh my gosh. And I've already had like 2 cups of coffee. I don't know what's happening. This is a mom life for you. But yeah, I feel like, you know, he has to hire me. So Kirk Franklin, if you're listening, your girl likes you. And I definitely think that I should be marketing for you, helping you. And I think you should take me on tour. You know, just saying. So yeah, so thank you guys so much for tuning in for our very first podcast. I cannot wait for the others. I can't wait to dive in deeper with you guys and really get to know you guys on a deep level and share all the things, mommy, work, school, God, and everything in between. Bye, guys.